Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Aleph, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Amid Beis Esavet. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refor shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadia ben Miriam Leah, Shragi Yehuda ben Sarah, Chaim Naftali Menachem ben Yendela, and Shena Malka bas Masha. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So today's daf begins as a continuation of the very end of yesterday's daf, which was a discussion between Rava and Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question: Yoyresh ma'u sheyevatel rishos. What happens if a person who lived in a chatzer died on Shabbos? His son yarshened his house. Yerusha happens, memela, as a result, it could happen on Shabbos as well. The question is, can this son now be mevatel his rishus that he has in the chatzer, in the house, to facilitate a ruvi chatzeres? Or is that something that he would not be able to do? What would be the tzad he should be able to do it? He now is the owner of record. We paskin like Beis Hillel that you could do bittul rishus even on Shabbos. If that's the case, why shouldn't he be able to do it? Maybe the only time someone's able to be mevatel his rishus is if he had the ability to be ma'ariv before Shabbos. But if he didn't have the ability to be ma'ariv before Shabbos, then maybe he wouldn't be able to be mevatel either. And being that this Yoyrish was not the owner of record on Erev Shabbos, it comes out he didn't have the ability to be ma'ariv before Shabbos. Based on that, maybe he wouldn't be able to be mevatel on Shabbos either. So that was the question that Rava asked Rav Nachman. Amaleis, Rav Nachman told Rava, ani oimer mevatel. I hold that a yoyrish could be mevatel as rishos. V'hani debei Shmuel tanu. He said, however, in the yeshiva of Shmuel, I've been told that they're of the opinion that a mevatel, that you're not able to be mevatel. Regardless, Rava asked the kasha on Rav Nachman. He asked the kasha from a braisa. The Gemara was miyashev the braisa libe the Rav Nachman. In today's daf, we're going to see 2 additional questions that Rava asked Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman's shita is that a yoyresh can be mevatel, despite the fact that he had no ability to be ma'ar before Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, if he becomes the owner of record, he now has the ability to be mevatel on Shabbos, just like anyone else could be mevatel on Shabbos. So Rava now is going to ask his second question. If somebody lived in a chatzah together with other people and he died, and he bequeathed his property, meaning he had written a will, he had a yoyresh, and this yoyresh that was going to now take ownership of his possession did not live in the chatzar. So he himself lived in the chatzar, and the person that was going to yarshin his rishus did not live in the chatzar. So the halach is as follows. If he died Erev Shabbos, oyser. The halach is that this person that doesn't live in the chatzar yarshins the rishus in the chatzar, assuming he never was mishtatif in the Erev, the halacha is he's going to mess up all the anshei achatzar. Meaning, even if the person that died had been mishtatif in the Erev, however, now that he died, before Shabbos, somebody else just assumed his position, he just yarshined him, he's echad min ashuk, he's not even here, he wasn't mishtatif in the Erev, he's an owner, Yerusha happens b'memela. As a result, you're not going to be able to carry in this Erev because there's one person that owns property in this chatzer that wasn't mishtat. If, however, this person died on Shabbos itself, then the halach is, even if there's an echad min ashok that's out there that was never mishtat in the Erev, however, is the person, B'knisas HaShabbos, was alive, and he himself was Mishtatif in the Erev, the fact that now on Shabbos there's a new owner is going to notch there the Erev. And the reason is, because being that the Erev was good in the beginning of Shabbos, there's a Svara, Kol Shem Mutter L'Mikzas Shabbos, Hutter L'Chol HaShabbos. We know that already. Ech Menash Shuk Shemes, what would be if it was in the reverse, if there was somebody that lived outside of the Chatzar, and he owned a house, he owned some property inside this chatzer. He died, and he left over his possession to someone that lived in the chatzer. If he dies on Erev Shabbos, the halach is, he's not going to answer. So in this case, the person that owned the property lived outside of the chatzer. The assumption, therefore, is that he was not mishtatev in the Erev. However, the Yoyresh lives in the Chatzar. So the halach is that if he dies, meboid yoyim, eino yoyse. Now, there's a shaila in the Rishonim how to understand what this means. We're going to speak out not Rashi's pshat, but rather what most of the Rishonim say. And that is that the person that yarshins this Rishos being that he himself had already made an Erev with the possession that he already has in this chatzar, right? He's Echad b'mnei ha-chatzar. So he already owns a townhouse in this cul-de-sac. He just yarshin the second one. So the halach is he wouldn't have to make a new Erev, because the Erev that he already has with the one house that he has in this chatzar is going to work for this as well. Mishech ha-shecha. If, however, the Echad min ha-shuk died, Mishech ha-shecha, at that point, Oyser, it's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because even though this person who's in the chatzar is yarshining, but he's yarshining already after Shabbos. So the only time we say that if I yarshin and I had already made an Erev, it's going to work, that's if I had yarshined before Shabbos, so that when Shabbos happened and the Erev went into effect, so at that point we say, being that I was ma'ariv with one of my houses, so b'memela it's going to work for the other house as well. However, if this all happened on Shabbos, then it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara's kash is really one point. Amai oyser, I understand. What's the problem? Why is it that echad min ashok shemes v'niach rishusoy le'echad b'mnei chatzer? If the person died m'sheich ha'sheich, it's going to be a problem. Right now, this person that lives in the chatzer just yarshined a piece of property. The piece of property that he yarshined from someone that didn't live in the chatzar. Being that he yarshined it from someone that didn't live in the chatzar, that person had never been ma'arif, number one. Number two, he yarshined it on Shabbos, so the Erev that he had made with his other house that he owns in the chatzar didn't work for this. As a result, there's no way to carry on Shabbos. What do you mean? There is a way to carry on Shabbos. Nevatel. Why can't you do bittel? Oh, must be, said Rava, because bittel doesn't work for a Yarish. Because the only time you could be mevatel is if you could have been ma'ariv. But this person didn't own this property before Shabbos. He had no ability to be ma'ariv. As a result, bittel doesn't work. So said Rava, this is my second question on you, Rav Nachman. But the Gemara says, not a kasha, because my oisa nami diktani achi yevatel. It could be when the Braisa says that if he died m'shech ha-shecha, oisa doesn't mean oisa forever. Oyser, meaning you have to do something about it. Doesn't mean there's no solution. There's a solution, there's a tikkun. What's the tikkun? Go ahead and do bittel. But anachnam, if you do bittel, it would work. Either way, the dritta kasha. Tashma, Yisrael, v'gesh shruyim b'megura achas was Yisrael and a ger that lived together in the same megura. So a megura is a goyrin. But the point is, it was one area, like one house that has two apartments. But either way, a Yisrael and a ger lived together in a context where they would have to make an Eruv HaTzeres in order for them to be able to carry. Umeis Ger, and the Ger died. Now, what's unique about a Ger dying, and that's what's important for this Braisa, a Ger is possible to not have any Yarshim. There's no such thing as a Yid that doesn't have Yarshim, because somewhere along the line, he has family. As a result, there's no such Metzias as a Yid not having any Yarshim. But a Ger could possibly not have Yarshim, because Gershin is Gar, could cut in Shonoi L'dami. So if after he became a Ger, he got married, he had his own family, so now he's going to have Yarshim. But what about a Ger who was Megayer? He loses his connection to his previous family, Vanefesh. He loses that connection. And if he didn't have his own family, so it's possible for a Ger to not have any Yarshim. So what happens to a Ger that has no Yarshim that dies? His nechasim hefker, and any person can go. He could be machzik benichsei hager. That's an idea that underpins many sugis chamurais and chas. And anyone that wants to go ahead and make a chazak in his nechasim could do that. So we have a situation where there was a Yisrael and a ger. They were living together in a megura, and they made an erev. Everything is great. Umeis ger, and now the ger died. So says the brayso like this. If he died before Shabbos, after b'shich Yisrael lachem nechasim, even if another yid went and he was machzik in his nechasim, oiser the halach is it's going to be a problem. You're not going to be able to carry in this megura, mishei chashecha. If the ger died once it was already Shabbos, then avol bishaloi yichzik Yisrael achar. Even if another yid was not machzik, any yoiser, it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara is going to explain what these two lines mean. Says the Gemara, what was the first halacha of this braisa? Again, the case is with the Yisrael. There's a ger, they're living together in a megura. They need to make an erev, and they made an erev, and then the ger died. That's going to be constant in this discussion. There's now two cases. One case is where the ger died before Shabbos. That's the Reisha. And then there's another case where the ger died, Mishech HaShech, he died on Shabbos. That's the Seifa. What was the halach of the Reisha? If the ger died on Erev Shabbos, even if a Yisrael came, someone else, and he was machzik in these nechasim, which is something he has a right to do, he was machzik b'nichsei ager. As a result, these nechasim now belong to him. The halacha is, oiser, he's going to aser, meaning the original Erev is going to be null and void. Now there's a new owner. There's two yidin that both have ownership in this megura. They didn't make an Erev because of Shabbos. You can't make an Erev anymore. And as a result, you're going to have a problem. But the Gemara starts off with a subtle diak. What's the lashon of the Braisa? Afal pisha hichzik Yisrael achem. Even if someone went ahead and was machzik, it's going to be a problem. What does it sound like? It sounds like if no one would have been machzik, for sure it would have been a problem. Even if somebody was machzik, it's a problem. Meaning, and if no one was machzik, it's zichri going to be a problem. Afal pi is like a chiddush. Even if someone's machzik, it's going to be a problem. Do you want to go for kasha? I'm not going to buy yom. Afal pi shehichzik. You're telling me that if the ger died being buy yom, even if someone came and he was machzik, v'loy mi buy a kiloy hichzik, and you're telling me certainly if nobody was machzik, it's going to be a problem. Other rabbi kiloy hichzik layosar. If nobody else was machzik, what's the problem? How could there be a problem if nobody else was machzik? You have a Yisrael and a ger, they live together. The ger died before Shabbos. Okay, so what's the problem? One person now lives in the schatzer. It's hefker. Nobody was machzik, so it's hefker. So it's just one yid living here. So what could be the problem? Rav Papa said, you're right. Ema afal pi shaloi hechzik. Change the gersa. Not afal pi shehechzik Yisrael achem and a chasav oyser. Just the opposite. Afal pi shaloi hechzik. Even if nobody was machzik, still it's going to be a problem. Meaning, even if no one was machzik, and there's only one yid living here, and the ger died before, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, it's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, how could Rav Papa do that? Va'aval pi shehichzik tani. Rav Papa, you can't just go ahead and change the girsa in the brisa. So sometimes the Gemara does this, and the Gemara doesn't have a problem with it. Sometimes the Gemara does have an issue with it. But of course, this is all part of a shak of a tie of the Gemara. But the Gemara is not happy with this. So Rav Papa, you can't just go change the girsa from aval pi Hichzik to Aval Pishaloi Hichzik. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Papa said, Hachi Kamer, this is what I meant to say. Aval Pishaloi Hichzik Bibay Yoim, even if this of Israel was Machzik, but he wasn't Machzik Mibay Yoim, Elo Meshech HaShecho, he was only Machzik Meshech HaShecho. So you would have thought that in that case it should be okay. Why would you think it should be okay? Because if it was the Yisrael and a Ger before Shabbos. And before Shabbos, the Ger died. So that means when Shabbos came, there was only Yisrael living here. Now, the other Yisrael was machzik on Shabbos. If he was machzik on Shabbos, so you have a situation where on Shabbos you have a problem. What's the halacha if you have a chassid that had no problem at the beginning of Shabbos, and then suddenly on Shabbos you find yourself in a situation? Kol shem mutil amikza Shabbos, hutil l'chala Shabbos. L'chura, based on that, it should be okay. So it shouldn't be a problem. That's the chiddush of the braisa. That afal pi shaloi hichzik, that's what Rav Papa meant. Rav Papa said, afal pi shaloi hichzik mibayd yoin, elo hichzik. Meaning, of course, the braisa is talking about an afal pi shaloi hichzik. It's loi hichzik and hichzik. He was loi hichzik mibayd yoin. Rather, he was hichzik mishaych hashaycha. But kiven the havali lahachzik mibayd yoin, being that he could have, it's very interesting chiddush, being that he could have been machzik mibayd yoin, oyser. The halacha is, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, we're saying a chiddush that even if nobody was machzik on Erev Shabbos, which means that when Shabbos came, all there was a Yisrael living there by himself. There was no other person living there. Stating that, the halacha is that being that this other person could have been machzik mebayit yoyim, he didn't have to, but he could have been machzik, that's enough to say that if he's machzik on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. What's the svara behind it? So Rashi says a very gishmak svara. Because when do you say kol shem mutter l'mikzus ha-Shabbos, hutter l'chol ha-Shabbos? That's only if it was mutter and there was no way for it to be a problem. Meaning, b'derech ha-teva, it was really mutter. You have a good Erev in the beginning of Shabbos. You have two chatzeros that are separated by a Pesach, and the door is a regular open door. Why would you think that this would be an issue? So if it's nistan, the Pesach on Shabbos, that's something that you never anticipated happening. So as a result, that's when you have the svar of kol shel hutel and mixus on Shabbos, it's going to be hutel l'chol Shabbos. You had a lechi and a kair in the beginning of Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, the lechi and the kair came down. You didn't anticipate the lechi and the kair were going to come down. So you have this svar of kol shel hutel and mixus on Shabbos, is going to be mutter for the entire Shabbos. Right, that's when you have the svar. But what was the mutter l'mikzah Shabbos over here? There was a yid who was living by himself in a chatzah. Yeah, but you were living in a house where one apartment was hefker, and at any moment, any person could have came and he could have been machzik in it. And had any person come and been machzik in it, now there would be two people living here, and now you would have a problem for Eruv Chatzeres. That's not called kol shem mutter l'mikzas haShabbos. Kol shem mutter is that when Shabbos started, it was mutter, and there was no reason to assume that anything was going to change. But being that over a year, it was very vulnerable, you thought maybe something was going to change. You don't have the heter of kol shem mutter l'mikzas haShabbos. So that's the first line of the Braisa. What the Braisa is saying is, yeah, these and the ger that were living together in a maguro. So again, what did Brisa say? Umeis ger, and the ger died, mebayit yoyim, Erev Shabbos. So what was the lashon of the Brisa? Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael achem and a chasav oyser. But really, the way Rapop explained it was that afal pi shaloi hichzik mebayit yoyim, if he was machzik on it, on Shabbos itself. Oyser, the halach is it's going to be oser, and the reason is because being that he could have been machzik in it mebayyoyim, so you don't have the svar of kol shehutel mikzvas haShabbos mutel l'chol haShabbos. So now, if he's machzik on Shabbos, so it comes out now you have two people. Now you're gonna have a regular issue. Either way, that's the first part of the braisa. What was the second part of the braisa? Mishich hasheicha. What happens if the ger would die on Shabbos itself? Then aval bishlo hichzik Yisrael acher. Even if another yid was not machzik, ein ayoyse, the halachas it's not going to be aser. So again, same dig. Aval bishlo hichzik Yisrael acher. You're telling me even if the Yisrael acher was not machzik, ein ayoyse, v'loy mi bayaki hichzik. And certainly if he was machzik another yid, then it's going to be okay. Other abba. The svara is just the opposite. There's more of a svara that if somebody else got involved, that it should be a problem. Again, Rapapa made the same akimta. That what the Brice is saying is that not Aval Pisha Loi Hichzik, but Aval Pisha Hichzik. And what's the safer? The safe is when the ger died on Shabbos itself. So what we're saying is not Aval Pisha Loi Hichzik Yisrael, but even if Yisrael came and he was machzik, but being that he died on Shabbos, in the beginning of Shabbos it was okay. So Oyser, the halach is, it's not going to be a problem. Again, Rapapa, how could you change the gear? So it's not what it says, Aval Pisha Loi Hichzik. So the Gemara Hachi Kamer, Aval Pisha Hichzik Meshech HaSheicha, even if he was Machzik Meshech HaSheicha, but Kivan Doloi Havalei LaHachzik Meboid Yoim, Eino Yoiser. Being that he had no ability to be Machzik Meboid Yoim. Why not? Because the ger was alive, meboid yoyim. So here the halach is going to be Eino Yoiser. So just to breathe for 1 second. So again, this is a little bit detailed in terms of understanding exactly what just happened. But really, the soif davar is that we have a braisa that's discussing another unique halacha in the world of Eruv Chatzeres. What's unique about it? There was a Yisrael and a Ger that were living together in a Magura. It doesn't have to be a Magura. They're living in a Chatzah, it would be the same thing. And there's a situation right now where they have to make an Eruv Chatzeres. And then the Ger died. What's unique about the fact that the ger died? As soon as the ger dies, his possession becomes hefker. So if it's hefker, if somebody wants to go ahead and he wants to be machzik, he has the ability to be machzik. And the braisa went ahead and the braisa said two halachas as it relates to this situation. One is when the ger died miba'od yoyim. The other one is when the ger died on Shabbos. And what did the braisa say? That if the ger died miba'od yoyim, even if a Yisrael was not machzik meboid yoyim, but he was machzik on Shabbos. Meaning, if Yisrael was machzik on Shabbos, so then the halacha is, oyser, it's going to be a problem. If he died on Shabbos, and Yisrael was machzik on Shabbos, it's not going to be a problem. So again, the ger died, Yisrael was machzik. When was he machzik? He was machzik on Shabbos. What does it depend on? Did he die meboid yoyim, or did he not die meboid yoyim? Why does that matter? If another Yisrael was machzik, there's another party involved. So we have a little bit of a situation. Why does it matter whether you died mibayid yom or if you died on Shabbos? The answer is very simple. Because there's a rule that says, kol shemutel l'mikzah Shabbos, hutel l'chal haShabbos. But here, this is the chiddush of the braisa. You see, every braisa has a chiddush. Every akimt is coming to be moist of something to the landscape of Erev. That this is what this braisa is bringing to the table. This is the halach of this braisa. What the braisa is coming to say is that kol shemutel l'mikzah haShabbos is only true is if Nisas HaShabbos, there was no reason to anticipate that something was going to change anytime soon. So if the ger was alive, b'knisas HaShabbos, he died on Shabbos, even if Yisrael was machzik on Shabbos, but in the beginning of Shabbos, the guy was alive. So kol shemutah b'miktsas HaShabbos, hutah l'chal HaShabbos. If he died, m'bayin yoyim, so m'bayin yoyim, it was already hefker. M'bayin yoyim, something could be was going to change. Oh, m'bayin yoyim, something was already maybe going to change. It's like, this is going to be an issue. That's the halacha. It's a definition in kol shemutah l'miktsas HaShabbos, hutah l'chal HaShabbos. What do we want from this? One point. We just want that ketani miyos reisha. What do you see from the reisha? That in the event that the ger died meba'od yoyim, so you don't have kol shemutel l'miktsas haShabbos, so if Yisrael is machzik and on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Amay yoyser, nevato, why can't he just be mevato? This was Rav's third kasha that he asked from Nachman. Elamai, oh, because he's a yoyrish, a machzik b'nichse ager, as a din of a yoyrish. Oh, he's a yoyrish, you see from here, yoyrish doesn't have the ability to be mevato. So it was a long-winded question, but a very short answer. Amay yoyser, diktani achi yevato, Nachman. Said again, Oysa just means actually about Oysa doesn't mean loylam vayed, doesn't mean nesroy lamis, it just means that you have to do bittul. Who says you can't do bittul? Rabbi Yochanan said a different test. He's a man, it could be this braisa that said that you could be that you can't be mevatel. It's going according to Beis Shammai. Amri ain't built a reshus b'Shabbos. Maybe it's going according to Beis Shammai because we know whether or not anyone can be mevatel on Shabbos. Forget about a Yerush. Whether anyone can be mevatel on Shabbos is really machloek b'Shammai. So time we learn to the Mishnah. Up until what point are you allowed to be mevatel b'Shammai? You have to do it before Shabbos. Beisul says you can do bittel even on Shabbos. On Marula Ulas, my time in the Beisul. Why does Beisul hold that you can do bittel even on Shabbos? Says Nasik Oimer Klachik Tzol Yafos. A very big chiddush, a svara that really requires a lot of iyun. And that is, it's similar to a case where if somebody is toirim eshel chaveiro shaloi midas. So the context is where Reuven decided that he's going to be a nice guy and he's going to be mafis chumas or maestris on behalf of Shimon. Shimon never asked him to do it. He's not a shliach. He decided on his own that this is something that he wants to do. So is it okay or is it not okay? So the halacha is that if the balabayas arrives, umatzai shahu toirim, v'amalei, and he told him, kachay tzol yafos, why don't you go take even the nicer ones? If there's yafos, what does that halacha mean? It means that if the owner of the peiros is going to be megalodas, that he's happy with what he did, even though he never made him a shliach lechatchila to do it, but at the same time, igloy milsalam afreya, that this is something that he really wanted to do. So it's a very big chiddush that at the time that the person went and he was mafresh truma, no one asked him to do it, no one ever made him a shliach, but if later there's a gilui das that he was okay with it, l'mafreya, we make it work. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi quotes this braisa from a Gemara above a Metziah daf chav beis amar aleph. What's the sugya above a Metziah daf chav beis amar aleph? Yishalei midas. This is a yishalei midas to gesvar. What's yishalei midas? A person lost something, he doesn't know he lost it. Had he known he lost it, he would have been miyayik. Yeah, but he doesn't know he lost it. So there's a concept of yishalei midas. So this svar of klachei tzal yofos is like a yishalei midas to gesvar. But the bottom line is, there's a concept in halacha that says that if I'm megaladas now, that I wanted something earlier, we can somehow create the chalois as if it happened earlier. So Beis Hillel holds that I could be mevatel rishos on Shabbos, because when I'm mevatel my rishos on Shabbos, igloy milsa that I would have been mevatel my rishos on Erev Shabbos, and it's for that reason it works. It's the same lumdus of klachei tzol yofos, it's the same lumdus of yishalei midas. That's somehow how this works. Again, this is a major svara, but this is the way Rabbi Yochanan explained. Amar Abaya, so Abaya said, but I have one problem with this. You know why? Because if that's the case, meis nachri b'Shabbos, my klachei tzol yofos, in the event that a nachri dies on Shabbos, where the halacha is that you could do bittul, so l'chura, what kind of bittul would you be able to do over there? Meaning, if the whole svara of why bittul works on Shabbos is because the gloy daita that I would have been mevatel on Erev Shabbos, that should only work if I could have been mevatel on an Erev Shabbos. But what if the circumstances change from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, and only on Shabbos I could do bittul, but I couldn't have been mevatel on Erev Shabbos? So then you don't have the svara anymore of klachei tzol yofos. So based on that, l'chura, you're going to tell me bittul on Shabbos doesn't work? Elahacha b'hakam mivlgi, you have to say the machlis b'sham b'sol has something to do with. This is not related to the yishalei midas svara of klachei tzol yofos, but rather bishamay sabri bittul reshus mikna reshusu. Bishamay holds that when a person's bevatel reshus, he's being makna his reshus. Who mikna reshusu b'Shabbos aser? You're not allowed to be makna your reshus on Shabbos. Bishul sabri bishul holds this taluki reshusu ba'almahu. All you're doing is you're removing yourself from your reshus. You're not being makna anything. You're just removing yourself. And that's something that you're allowed to do. The bottom line is that we had a sugya about a yorish. Could he be mevatel? Could he not be mevatel? Rav Nachman said, "Ani oimer mevatel. I hold a yorish could be mevatel. What's the chiddush? Even though he couldn't be ma'arif because he yarshin on Shabbos, still the halacha is he could be mevatel." Rava asked three kashas on Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman or the Gemara was able to deflect all three of the questions. And b'derech agav, what came about in the discussion of the Gemara was a discussion as to what's the hezbron, the machlokes b'shamay b'sul, whether bittul reshus works on Shabbos or doesn't work on Shabbos. B'sul says it works on Shabbos. B'shamay says that it doesn't work on Shabbos, and the question is really not my time in the Beis Shammai, but the question is my time in the Beis Hillel. Why? Because really, it makes sense that you shouldn't be able to be mevatel your reshus on Shabbos. We don't do Mekach HaMemker on Shabbos, so why should it work? So the Gemara said two svaras potentially why according to Beis Hillel works. Either it's like that very shveris svara of klachei tzol yofos, or it could be Beis Hillel holds that bittul reshus is not a real hakna. It's taluke reshusa b'shav. All I'm doing is I'm removing myself, and being that all it is that I'm doing is removing myself, maybe that would be okay. Truth is that in and of itself is a big. Is it so simple you could just remove yourself from something on Shabbos? Can you make something hefker on Shabbos? Right, we talked about being meshachar and neved on Shabbos. So we have raid on this. Not for today. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Bala bayis ha-yashutuf l'shcheinov. L'zeh b'yayin u'l'zeh b'yayin. So the context of the Mishnah is there were three chatzeres, just to keep it simple. It could be five. 5 or 10, but let's say there were 3 chatzeros all next to each other. They opened up into a mavoi, and the 3 chatzeros wanted to make shetufei mevois, meaning we're talking about merging the 3 chatzeros as it relates to the halacha of shetufei mevois. So what would you do in a conventional world? The 3 chatzeros would come together, they would chip in for some food, and now you would have an Erev, and be using this Erev, everybody would be allowed to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah, from the chatzah to the mavoi, everything would be great. What happened in our Mishnah is that the chatzeres never got together to make a shetufei mevois. However, they may have gotten lucky. And the reason is because the person that owned the middle chatzer happened to be partners, business related. He was partners with the people that lived in the two side chatzeres. He had a partnership with these chevra, and he had a partnership with those chevra. What line of work is he in? In the commodities business. He owns wine, he owns oil, what a geschäft. He has individual partnerships. So if it's chatzer A, B, and C, and the person that lives in the middle is B, the two sides are A and C, chatzer B had a shutfis with chatzer A, chatzer B had a shutfis with chatzer C. But to be clear, this is important, A and C don't even know each other. They have no partnership with each other. So B has a partnership with A, B has a partnership with C. So what's the shayla? Do you say that being that B has food together with A, and he has food together with C, maybe the shutfis that he anyways has, maybe that could somehow make this work? That's the Mishnah. Balabayis shayi shutif l'shcheinav. A balabayis that was a shutif with his shcheinim. L'zebiyayin u'l'zebiyayin. If he owned wine together with these neighbors, and he owned wine together with those neighbors, einan tzrichan la'arev. He doesn't have to make an erev. L'zebiyayin u'l'zebiyayin. Let's say he owned wine with one group, and he owned oil with the other group. Tzrichan la'arev, then he would have to make erev. Shimon oimer, echadzeh ve'echadzeh, einan tzrichan la'arev. It doesn't matter if he owns wine and wine. Wine and oil. Either way, you're not going to have to make an erev. Now, the truth is, there's two very important chiddushim that the Rishonim speak out in this Mishnah. The first chiddush you see is the obvious chiddush that you don't have to make a l'shem yichud before you make shetufei mevois. Meaning, you don't have to collect food with the intention mitzvah sriches kavana. We're going to go buy the food for the purpose of shetufei mevois. If punkt we happen to have food together because we're partners, that's going to be a, that's the obvious chiddush in the Mishnah. But there's another chiddush in the Mishnah. And that is, what are we doing here? We're doing shetufei mevois. Shetufei mevois is going to be merging all 3 chatzeres, right? That's what you have to do. Everyone has to contribute in the mavoi in order for the shetufei to work. So the shetuf is going to be with 3 chatzeres. How are you merging the 3 chatzeres? Through this business partnership that the 3 chatzeres have. But really, the 3 chatzeres don't have a business partnership. One of the people has a partnership with one group, and he also has a partnership with the other group. So B has a shutfis with A, and B has a shutfis with C. But A and C don't have a shutfis with each other. So how does this work? Kamash Malon, that B somehow is ma'agid A and C, and he makes one big A, B, and C. That's already a big chiddush. Meaning, to tell me that you don't have to buy it l'shem shetufim b'vayis, okay, that's one chiddush. But here you have even a bigger chiddush. What's the connection between A and C? Nothing. And still it works. Either way, that's the two chiddushim that you see in the Mishnah. But in the Mishnah, we also have a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim, the Tanakam and the Mishnah say that the only time it works is if it's l'zebiyayin or l'zebiyayin. But what if one of the partnerships was b'yayin, the other partnership was b'shemen? Then it's not going to work. Reb Shimon said, it doesn't matter, even if one is with wine and one is with oil, it's going towards Zok Digamara. Amarab ubikli echad. The only time it works, meaning the only time we say that Chatzer B could be Ma'ariv and really bring together, unite all 3 Chatzeres, even though A and C have nothing to do with each other. But B has something to do with A, and B has something to do with C, and as a result, A, B, and C can be viewed as one big chatzer as it relates to the halachas of shetufei mevois. That's only going to be true if all the wine was in the same barrel. So you have a big barrel of wine, and 50% of it B owns with A, and 50% of it B owns with C. If it's one big kli, this is going to work. But if it's not a one big kli, this is not going to work. And Rashi speaks out the obvious aura, even though we know from earlier Masechtas Erev and Sbachim Shah and Basil, whether you need the Erev to be in one kli, it only the Erev to be in one kli. Basil says it doesn't have to be in one kli yet. That's a conventional Erev. This is not a conventional Erev. You didn't buy it L'Shem Erev. There's no shutfis between A and C. B is bringing them all together. You want to bring them all together, that's fine, but at least something, you have to have something between A and C. If it's a one keli, okay, at least you have something. Amar Rava. So Rava said on what Rav said, that even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, this is Rav's chiddush. And the Mishnah didn't say anything about one keli. The Mishnah said, "Balabai shay yeshutav l'shchein, l'zebiyan, l'zebiyan, ein tzrich l'marir." Doesn't say anything about one keli. Rav said uba kli echad. Right? Rav is almost like a brisa. He's a tanu upalak. So Rav said uba kli echad. On that, Rava said that even though what Rav said is not mefurish in the Mishnah, of a tekenami, I think it's meduyik in the Mishnah. Diktani l'zebiyan, l'zebishem, ein tzrich l'marir. Because the Mishnah made a distinction between l'zebiyan, l'zebiyan, and l'zebiyan, l'zebishem. Iyam b'shami reich b'kli echad l'zebi b'shnei kelim shaper. B'shami, you're going to tell me the only time it works is if it's one keli, but if it's in two keli, it doesn't work. Then I understand the difference between yayin and shemen. Yayin and yayin goes in one keli. Yayin v'shemen is not in one keli. So if it's not in one keli, oh, that's the chilek. There's no fundamental difference between wine and oil. It's one keli versus not one keli. So it says, Rav, it's keli. I'm a reisha b'shnei keli, v'seifa b'shnei keli. But if you're going to tell me that yayin v'yayin maybe was really in two keli also. So if that's the case, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. Doesn't matter if it's yayin and yayin and yayin v'shemen. So Rav said, I don't hear any chili between yayin and shemen. Must be, you know what the chili is? Oh, one keli, two keli. Which is what Rav said. Ube kliyacha asa, de kanami, it's meduik that way. Only Abaya told Rav, no, yayin v'yayin, roi larim. Yayin v'shemen and roi larim. Maybe there's a chili between yayin and shemen. What's the difference? Yayin v'yayin, you could be ma'ariv. You could merge them together and then it's going to be okay. Yayin v'shemen, you're going to ruin it if you bring it together. Either way, it could be, really, it was in two separate kelim and still there's a very intuitive chili between yayin. Yayin and Shem. Either way, the Tanakam in the Mishnah was mechalik between Yayin and Yayin, Yayin the Shem. And Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon Oimer, he said, Echad ze, the Echad ze, Einon Tzrichon La'arif. It doesn't matter if it's Yayin the Yayin, even if it's Yayin the Shemin, it's going to be okay. So, Okti Gemara, Filu Lezebe Yayin or Lezebe Shemin. I mean, that seems to be what Reb Shimon said. Could it be? Rhetorically, it can't be. Amar Rabbo, so Rabbi said, you're right. Where Reb Shimon said his halach, he was talking about a different case. He was talking about where there was a chatzar, and this chatzar had a mavoi on one side of it, and a mavoi on the other side of it. The mavoi that it had on one side, it shared with another chatzar that was on the other side of it, and a mavoi on the other side, it shared with a chatzar that was on the other side of it. In other words, there were three chatzeros that were separated by two individual mavois. Not one mavoi, three chatzeros, but rather two mavoyos and three chatzeros. What's the point? The point is, we're not trying, in Reb Shimon's case, where Reb Shimon said the halacha, that echad zeh ve'echad zeh in tzrich l'arev, he wasn't discussing a case where we're trying to make one erev to bring the three chatzeros together. Three chatzeros that all open up to each other, or three chatzeros that open up into one mavoi, so you can make one shetuf and mavoi. That wasn't the case. Reb Shimon halacha that he's addressing is a similar case, but not the same case. He's addressing a case where there's three chatzeros. However, you're making individual eruvim. I'm making one eruv with the chevra on one side. I'm making another eruv with the chevra on the other side. But A and C are not going to be ma'arav with each other because they can't be ma'arav with each other. There's no shaychis. They're separated by two separate mevois. As a result, they're not looking to be ma'arav with each other. Reb Shimon l'tameh, Reb Shimon is l'shitasai. The Bach adds the words that help a lot. Deloy Gazar, who wasn't Gazar, and said that you could do that. Reb Shimon Shita, again, this is all earlier in the Masechta, holds that it's possible for Chatzabi to make an Eir of a Chatzare, and Chatzabi to make an Eir of a Chatzare. Chum argued, if you remember. Chum said you can't do it. Why not? Because if you're going to allow B to carry to A and B to carry with C, it's vulnerable. It's an obvious michshol that maybe A and C are going to carry to each other, and they can't. They don't have any eruv to each other. Reb Shimon l'shtameh who held that you could. The Tanan, where did Reb Shimon say this? He said this in the sugyas of Tchumen. Remember in the sugyas of Tchumen, we had a little digression to chatzeres. This was dalach. Amr Reb Shimon l'mad davadami l'shalosh chatzeres apsuchas ulazu. There were three chatzeres that opened up into each other. Psuchas l'shusar rabim irvu shayim achitzayim emtzayim. If the two outer ones made an eruv with the middle one, himu teresim mahem. So the middle is allowed to carry to the two outer ones. Vehimu teresim ma, and the two outer ones are allowed to carry to the middle one. Vishtayim achitzayim asurim zurimzu. But the two outer ones are not allowed to carry with each other. Chamum argued. Chamum were worried. They said, I'm afraid the two outer ones are going to end up carrying to each other. Reb Shimon was loy gaza. So Reb Shimon l'tameh, who holds this such a metzius, according to Chamum, it's also a metzius. Reb Shimon holds this a metzius, where you can have a middle chatzah that's going to be ma'arav with an outer chatzah, a middle chatzah going to be ma'arav with the other outer chatzah, but the two outer ones are not going to be ma'arav with each other. It was over there that Reb Shimon said, as alocha, echad zeh ve'echad zeh einan tzrichan la'arav. I could have one b'yayin and one b'shemin, and it's going to be okay. If you're looking to make one one Erev for all three, then Avada, you can't have Lezebe Yayin, Lezebe Shemin. Then at the very least, it has to be Yayin and Yayin, or Shemin B'Shemin. According to Rav, it even has to be B'Kli Echad. But of course, it has to be the same food. If it's not the same food, you can't do that. But over here, that's not what Rav Shimon was trying to do. Rav Shimon is not discussing that halacha. Rav Shimon is discussing the halacha where it's two independent Eruvin. Oh, it's two independent Eruvin. That's something that is going to... I don't think that's what Rav Shimon means. Abayah wasn't comfortable with this Pshat. Rabbi was the one who learned Pshat and Rav Shimon this way. He said, I don't think this Pshat and Rav Shimon. I mean, even though there is a Rav Shimon, the Tamir Rav Shimon was discussing it, but look at the language. Hasam over the Ketani Shnai Machitzayim Asurois. Over there, Rav Shimon, when he discussed that halacha of the middle chatzar being married with the two outer chatzaris, he made it very clear. The two outer ones are going to be us. Hacha Ketani ain't Tzrichan Arif Klal. Here he said, you don't have to make an Erev. Echad Zeva, Echad Zeva ain't Tzrichan Arif. Doesn't sound like he's talking about a case where there's any Isser. It sounds like he's talking about a case where all three Chatzeres could carry with each other. Not a case where the two outer ones are not allowed to carry with each other. So again, the Akimto is a little forced because I think Rav Shimon, if this is what he was referring to, would have made it clear that his halacha that he's discussing isn't always mutter. It's mutter for the middle to carry with the two outer Chatzeres, but the two outer Chatzeres are going to be also to carry with each other. So the Gemara says, Rabbi said, "My ain't Tzrichin La'arev, Shcheinim Bahadeh, Balabayas." No, in a Chanami, when Rav Shimon said, he didn't mean no one has to make an Erev. He meant the Shechenim, the two outer ones, together with the Balabayas. If the two outer ones want to be married with each other, Tzrichim La'arev, they would have to be Me'arev. Either way, that's the first Pshat in Rav Shimon. Again, the Mishnah said that the only time you can make this type of Erev is if it's Lezebe Yayin or Lezebe Yayin. However, Lezebe Yayin, Lezebe Shemin, it's not going to work. Rav Shimon said, even Zebe Yayin, Zebe Shemin, Faith tomorrow. What? How could that be? At the very least, it has to be a food that you can bring to together. L'chura, you can't bring the Yayin and the Shemin together. So if that's the case, how does it work? So Mar says, you're right. Rav Shimon wasn't addressing the Reish of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon was discussing a similar case where it's two separate Eruvin. Rav Shimon L'tameh holds he could have such a thing. Where the middle Chatzah can be married with the two Adah Chatzahs. Over there, Lezebe Yayin, Lezebe Shemin is going to work. Because it's not one Erev for the entire Chevra. But Enochanami, otherwise, it would be a problem. Rav Yosef Amar Rav said it there from Shad. He said, Rav Shimon Rabbanu B'plukt Rav Yechim Anuvi Rabbanu Kamilfikin. I think take Rav Shimon literally. Rav Shimon's talking about three Chatzahs that are going to be married with each other. And the one person has a shutfis with two of the chatzeres, he can bring it all together. And even if one shutfis is yayin, one shutfis is shemen, what's the kasha? If you can't be ma'ariv the foods, then l'chayra, it's a chesaron in the erev. Teretz is not true. Not everybody holds you can't be ma'ariv yayin and shemen. In fact, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yechim, and the Rabbanit. I'm learning to the Mishnah. Shemen shetzof al gabe yayin. If you have oil that was floating on top of wine, Sir Sasha says, Shabbos taf hei, Shabbos taf kof. We saw this twice in the Sechta Shabbos. But not good for yom shemen. And a tful yom touched the shemen. Tful yom is a sheni latoma. He keep it metama truma. It's talking about where the shemen and the yayin was truma. But the point is, he touched the shemen. He didn't touch the wine. Like pasal el shemen bilvad. So the rabbanon say the shemen becomes tummy because that's what he touched. But the wine doesn't become tummy. And even though the shemen is now a shlishi latoma, but if the wine is truma, shlishi latoma can make kachim tummy. It can't make truma tummy. We look at the two as if they're one, meaning wine and oil. They combine, they merge. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon, ki Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold like the Rabbanon. That wine and oil do not combine. They're not considered a chibur. They're looked at as separate entities. As a result, Lezebe Yayin, Lezebe Shemen, you can't be ma'ar of them. If you put them together, we would look at them as one entity. As a result, it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri. Bottom line is, we have two shitois in the Mishnah. Lezebe Yayin, for Lezebe Yayin certainly works in our Mishnah's case. What about Lezebe Yayin, Lezebe Shemin? It's a machloikis Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon mean? A machloikis Rabba and Reb Yosef. But there's a third sheet, the Tanya. Rabbi Lozor ben Tadoi Oimer. Rabbi Lozor ben Tadoi said, Echod ze, the Echod ze, Tzrichin La'arev. That the halacha is that you always have to be ma'ariv. It's the first glance, it sounds like Lozman Tadoi is saying is this whole geshef doesn't work. Really? Even if this one person has a shutfis with one group in Yayin and the other group with Yayin, still it's not going to work. Amar Rabba. So Rabbi said, let me explain to Rabbi Lozman Tadoi Shita. Zeb Babala Ginoi Vishafach, Vizeb Babala Ginoi Vishafach Kulamadoi Pligid Havi Erev. If each group, meaning there were two shutfises over here, there was three chatzeiros, the balabas of one of the chatzeiros has a shutfis with the two his two neighbors. So the halacha is, said Rabbi Lozman, said Rabbi, that there would be no machlokes in the world, that if they physically, all three people involved, all three parties, all three chatzeres, would have wine, and they would come bring their wine, and that's how they shtal back their shutfas. Not shetufim avos, but the business shutfas that they have. If that's the way this was established, everybody would agree it would be a neir. There'd be no Rebbe Loz ben Tadoy. Keep pligi, you want to know Rebbe Loz ben Tadoy Shita, is going to look a chavish al-yayin b'shutfas. Where they went ahead and they bought a chavish al-yayin b'shutfas, the more conventional way. The shutfas wasn't established by everyone bringing wine, opening, right, taking the cork out and pouring wine into a barrel. Okay, I contributed my bottle, you contributed your bottle. No, oh, you're going to the store, you're going to go buy wine? Okay, here's $100, let's buy it together, wine b'shutfas. That's what happened. Okay, so what's the point? Rabbi Lezman Tadoy Sava Ein Breira. Rabbanan Savri Yesh Breira. Every time you see Ein Breira, Yesh Breira, it's a little intimidating. But Tosfos speaks out right here in the Gemara, Dibra Masku Rabbi Lezman Tadoy Oimer Ein Breira. This is not regular Breira. But the Gemara means it's something else. That the Rabbi Lezman Tadoy has a Svara that the only time you can use food for Shetufei Mevayis is if the food that you're using at one time was Mevura. One time it was clear that this is mine and now I'm contributing it. But if it started off in one big tiroivis, because we had some partnership, we bought wine together, in that case it's not going to work. Chamim disagree, Chamim hold yesh breira. That's not an issue. But the point is, the Yisrael Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy is not that he fundamentally is arguing with the Halacha and the Mishnah. There's no such Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy. Right? Can't be. Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy would not hold that Zebi Yain and Zebi Yain would be an issue. The reason Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy has a problem with this halacha is Hocha b'maya skin on first. You have to make an akinta. It's talking about where they bought the wine together. And he has a new halacha in Shetuvim Mevayis that the wine has to be mevurar. It has to be clear, defined. This is my contribution. This is your contribution. But if it started off in one big taruvos, so in that case, it's not going to be okay. Either way, this is Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Shana Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy is something else. Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy, v'rabbanon, besoimchen al shituf b'makim erev kamifliga. They were arguing something else. They were arguing, can you use shituf in lieu of an erev, or can you not use shituf in lieu of an erev? The Mar Savar, Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy held ain't soimchen. You're not allowed to use shituf as an erev. Umar Savar soimchen, whereas the Chachamim held, you're allowed to use your shituf in lieu of an erev. Meaning, the way you're able to carry within a chatzar is by making eruv chatzeres. If you have a bunch of chatzeres that open up into a common mavui and you want to carry from chatzar to chatzar or within that mavui, you would have to make shetufim avayis. Eruv chatzeres and shetufim avayis, although they're eerily similar and they overlap many, many of the sugyas in Masechta, but they're not the same thing. It's two separate things. One is eruv chatzeres and the other one is shetufim avayis. Right? They're two separate things. Here's the question. If I live in a chatzer, I never made an eruv chatzeres. But my chatzer opens up into a mavi with other chatzeres, and all the chatzeres together made a shetuf and mavayis. So can I now use the shetuf to work as my eruv, or can I not use the shetuf to work as my eruv? Do you say, I made a shetuf and mavayis, maybe I don't need a eruv chatzeres. Or maybe there's no such halacha that because I made a shetuf and mavayis, I won't need a eruv chatzeres. That's a shaila, as we're about to see. And Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy and the Chachamim were arguing this point. When Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy said, he didn't mean you can't use it as shetuf and mavayis. What he meant to say was that if you have a lezebiyayin, it's a good shetuf and mavayis. You want to use it as an eruv chatzeres? Oh, that you can't do. And that I feel is every yayin, every yayin. And that's not because Rabbi Loz ben Tadoy had a problem with our Mishnah. It's not a svar in the Mishnah on the Vayin Aleph. It's more of a general svar in Erevin that Shetufim Mevayis works for Shetufim Mevayis, but Shetufim Mevayis does not work for Eruv Chatzeres. So before we go Vayit, just to exhale for 1 second. So again, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a very, very specific case. The specific case is we had three Chatzeres and they wanted to be Ma'arif together. They wanted to make a Shetufim Mevayis, the three Chatzeres. So the normal way to do it would be you collect money from everybody, you collect food from everybody, you buy something, the box of matzahs, and then you're done. That's the way you would make it. But they didn't do this. But what did they want to rely on? It turned out that one of the Balabatim had a partnership with everybody else. So you have three chatzeres. Let's call it Chatzer B had a shutfis with Chatzer A. Chatzer B had a shutfis with Chatzer C. And the question is, can you use that shutfis to somehow be the Shetufei Mevayis? So the Mishnah said you can. You can. However, the only time it works is if the shutvis isn't the same thing. If it's lezeh b'yayin, lezeh b'yayin, then it can work. But if it's lezeh b'yayin, lezeh b'shemen, then it can't work. And pashat the svar is, because if you want chatzar A, B, and C all to be part of the same Erev, the same shituf, then it's necessary that they all have things that can somehow be viewed as one suda. It could be viewed as one oichel. So if I have yayin with you and you have yayin with me, so then together we could look at it as one. It's still a very big kiddush. Two chidushim. Number one, they didn't do it l'shem shetufim mevayis. And number two, they don't even have a shutfis with each other. Shetufim mevayis. Everyone's a shutuf with everybody. Over here, one person's a shutuf with half the people and he's a shutuf with the other half of people. But as long as it's the same food, it's going to work. Reb Shimon argued in the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon said even lezeh b'yayin, lezeh b'shemen is going to work. What's Pshat Reb Shimon? A machloek is Rabbi Reb Yosef. But then we brought a braisa that had a third shita. Reb Elazar ben Tadoi Omer, he said echadzeh ve'echadzeh, it never works. And the Gemara said, why would he hold it? Never works. Why would he hold it? Never works. Stop to saying the Veltrine, it doesn't work, we're not maskim. Even though we keep on saying there's two chedushim in the Mishnah. So maybe he didn't hold of one of these two chedushim. No, Reb Elazar ben Tadoi was zicha maskim. There's no reason to hold he wouldn't work. So Shaila's why? What's the problem? So this is where the Gemara has to search for a svara. Rabbi said, because he holds of a general halacha, and that is ein breira, not ein breira of Shas, but ein breira, that the only time Shetufa B'vai works is if the things that we're all contributing are mevurer, it's clearly defined what it is that I'm contributing. In the case where the shutvis was done in a regular way, somebody just bought wine for a group of people, so it was never mavuru. What wine belongs to me? What wine belongs to you? As a result, you can't use it. Rabbi Yosef said also, like Rabbi, that Rabbi Lazman today is not arguing with the svara of the Mishnah, and rather he's saying a more general halacha in Shetufim Mavayis, not a halacha of Embrera, but rather a halacha that was already said by other Tanoim, and that is that you can't use your Shetufim Mavayis as a Bechlal Messiah Mana to also work for your Eruvi Chatzeres. You can have Shetufim Mavayis from today till tomorrow, but it's not going to work for Eruvi Chatzeres. And what Rabbi Lazar ben Tadoi mean when he said Echadzeh ve'echadzeh tzrichim la'arev? He didn't mean that there's no Shetufim Mavayis. He meant Tzrichim La'arev, that even though you have Shetufim Mevayis, but you still have to make an Erev, because that's his Shita. His Shita is that you always have to make an Eruv Chatzeres, even though you already have a Shetufim Mevayis. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, not Minola. How do I know I'm right? So it was Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. How do I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi? Does he mean Ein Breira, or does he mean that Ain't Soimchin Al Hashituf B'Makir Meirev? So said Rabbi Yosef, I'll prove it to you. Some of you, the Rabbi, you just said the name of Rabbi Lachik Rab Meir. That Lach is like Rab Meir. We'll see in a minute that Rab Meir is the one that holds that even if you have Shetufim Mevayis, you still have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres. It's Ramei Shita. So this Shita that we're now applying to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is known as Shitas Ramei. And Rav Yudah Marav Paskin like Ramei. V'amir Rav Bruna Marav, and Rav Bruna said that I heard from Rav, Halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. So Rav Yehuda said, Ichab Gehert fin the greater Rav, Halachak Rabbi Meir. Rav Bruno said, Ichab Gehert fin the greater Rav, Halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. So Rav Yosef says, very strange, that Rav would Paskin like Rav Meir and like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. What's so strange about it? Because the halach is that halach aktiv ramekel ba'erev. And we're always mekel when it comes to erevin. And Rav Meir, who holds that you can use shittif for a ruvi chatzeris, the chachumra. Chum hold, no, you don't have to make an eruv chatzeris. Meir, shittif and mevayis, that's going to be okay. Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, whatever he means, is saying a chumra. Echadzeh ve'echadzeh doesn't work. He's the machmer. Right? Everyone agrees he's being mach. That's what the chumra is. But he's a being macher. So Rav Yosef said, twice Rav Paskin the chumra. In Erevin, no one's machmer. We're always mekel in Erevin. The koytai klala biyotcha. We're always mekel in Erevin. The Gemara says it in 15 different ways throughout the Masechta. We're always mekel in Erevin. So he said, if that's the case, so why would Rav have been machmer twice? So I think that what we need to do is we have to be mitzamtzen this very shver Rav. My time, I think, lamishum dechataimu. I think this is only one Rav. The in l'chabay el chidusha. I think if it's one shita, then at least we just, we were miyashiv half the tema. At least we narrowed it down from two kashas to only one kasha. But that's what Yosef said. You want to know libi oimeli? Why my hergish is that this is one shita? Because I have tzvei ravs was a fashtenit. And I have you know what I think pshat then is? It's probably all one shita. He probably held Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, is Rav Meir, and at the very least, it's not Rav Paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Why would he Paskin that way? It's the same Rav Meir, it's the same Tmiya, but the point is, at the very least, it's only one shita. Abaya. Zabaya told Rabbi Yosef, as he always did, the Ichad Taima. He says, I don't understand. If this is all one, then Tarti Ilchas Olam Ali, then why Rav have said it twice? Meaning, he said halacha k'Rav Meir, and he said halacha k'Rav Elazar ben Tudai. Right? It's two statements. He said, why would he have said it two times? He should have just said it once. So the Gemara says, how come Ashmalan? He was coming to teach us agav urchi. Long Rashi is here, but he was coming to teach me agav urchi. Come Ashmalan the lay of dinon ketrei chumri be'erevin. That the halacha is that if you have a shita in erevin, and this shita is based on two chumras, we never take on the shita. Again, this is another example of this point. You never take on two chumras. That one chumra in Erevin you can live with. A betray chumri be'erevin, this is already something that we don't do. We never take on two chumras. And it's for that reason that Rav had it clarify that I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai and I hold like Rav Meir. What's the point? So again, we don't even know who Rav Meir is yet. Next line, my Rav Meir, my Rabbanon. Who is this Rav Meir? So everything we're doing now is in the Torah Shabbat Peh. But the point is that Rav Meir held a double chiddush. Rav Meir said that you can't use shetufim avoyos fei ruvi chatzeres. You have to make an erev l'chod, shetuf l'chod. So just because you made a shetufim avoyos doesn't mean you have to make a ruvi chatzeres. But he doubled down on the chiddush. He said not only is that true if you used wine for your shetufim avoyos, it's also true if you use pas for your shetufim avoyos. It's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. But azayit Rav Yosef kahalta that it's true even if you use pas. What's the difference if you use pas and wine? So again, we're speaking out what we're about to see inside, because a ruvi chatzeres has to have pas. Shetufim Mevayas could be wine. So there would have been a Havamina. When does Shetuf not work for Erev? If I use something that I can't use for Erev. Even though I can use it for Shetuf, but I can't use it for Erev. Rav Meir said that even if I use Pas for my Shetuf, which does work for Erev, even then it doesn't work for Erev. So Rav Meir is really saying two chumras. He's saying, number one, Shetuf doesn't work for Erev where I use Yayin. He's saying even a bigger chumra, it's called Trei Chumri. Even if he used pas, even then it's not going to work. So Rav was coming to say, why would I go two chumras? Nobody holds of two chumras. The teretz is because Rav Meir himself is not both chumras. Because the Erste Chumra is already Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai already said that Shetuf doesn't work for Erev. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai was talking about what? Our Mishnah. And what was our Mishnah talking about? Yayin, echadzeh v'echadzeh. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's yayin b'yayin or yayin b'shemin, tzrichin la'arev. So he only said it by yayin. So if that's the case, but at al-koponim, he said it by yayin. So when a mayor went ahead and he was maisev, what was he being maisev? He wasn't being maisev yayin. He was being maisev pas. So it comes out that Rav Meir never said two chumras. And because Rav Meir never said two chumras, that's why the halacha could be like Rav Meir. And by the way Rashi says, explains the Gemara, Rav maybe was goofy coming to tell everyone this point. He wanted everyone to know that loy of din and ketrei chumri be'erevin. I mean, he could have just said that halacha is like Rav Meir. But now he wanted people to fashtay this principle that loy of din and ketrei chumri be'erevin. So he went out of his way. He was wordy. Rav never spoke an extra word, the Rambam says. Loisach sicha b'teila kol yamav. Even in learning, Rav said, lo'olam yishanu adam l'tamidai b'derech. So like Rashi brings an erevin that fits. He never said an extra word. He went out, he said, halacha k'rav lozman to die. Lucky Rav Meir, to teach us, this was a derech tzara way of teaching us this principle that the loy of dinon kitrei chumri b'chatzeres, that whenever it comes to erevin, that when it comes to erevin, you don't do two chumras. So that's halacha like Rav Elazar ben Tadai. So he already established the first chumra. Now Rav Meir is only bringing one chumra. So I have one chumra here, one chumra there. But if it was one shita who was mechadish two chumras and a chenami over there, would be loy of dinon kitrei. Talk to Gemara. Okay, we spoke so much about Rav Meir and Rabbanon. My Rabbanon. Who is this Rav Meir? Time we went to the rice. Marvin b'chatzeres b'pas. Ruv b'chatzeres has to be done with bread. Then Ratzel Arav b'yayin ein ma'arv. They want to do it with wine ein ma'arvin. By the way, Tosfos, if you remember, in the beginning, in the very, very beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Erevin, parak Bakol Ma'arvin. So Tosfos said, what are we talking about Bakol Ma'arvin? Right? What's Bakol Ma'arvin discussing? You can be ma'arvin with anything. Chutz min ha'mayim or min ha'melech. So what type of Erev? So Rashi said, oh, we're talking about all the different types of Eruvin. Rashi said, Eruvin Chatzeres, Eruvin Tchumim. So Tosfos, right in the beginning of parak Bakol Ma'arvin, said, l'kamon dafayin aleph amet aleph, it's mavur. That's not true. You can't be ma'arvin with whatever you want by Eruvin Chatzeres. Eruvin Chatzeres has to be dafka. A Ruvi Chatzeres has to be Dafka Pas. That's why Tosfos said, V'kol hai pirkum muchach da'ari b'tchumen, that the third pack of Masechtas Erevin was talking about b'tchumen. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara right here. Ayin alef on b'bis. But al koponim, some arvin b'chatzeres b'pas. Ruvi Chatzeres always has to be done with bread. V'm ratzal arvin b'yayin, you can't use what? M'shatim b'mavoy. But what about shetufim b'mavoy? So you can use b'yayin, you can use wine. V'm ratzal shatim b'pas, m'shatim. You want to use bread, you can use bread as well. So a Ruvi Chatzeres has to be bread. Can't be with wine. Shetufa mevayis can be either bread or wine. Ma'arvin b'chatzeres u'mishtatvim b'mav. Now, if let's say you're going to make a ruvi chatzeres and you're going to do shetufa mevayis, do you have to do both? Or can I just do one and not the other? So, says the Brice, you have to do both. Why? Shaloy l'shakeach teres erev menat yinoikis. Sheyoyim rabbi seinu lo yirvu. Interesting. The reason is not because really you have to. Really, one should work for the other. And by the way, Shituf could work for Erev, and Erev could work for Shituf. So why do you do both? Because the kleine Kindlech are going to forget. They're going to think that we didn't have an Erev, we didn't have a Shituf. They're too young to fully grasp what's going on. Therefore, you have to make an Erev, and you have to make a Shituf. Who holds this way? Divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir. V'chachamim oyrim, oy ma'arvim, oy mishtatvim. The Chamor aren't worried about Shloilu Shakech, Torah Seir, Menatin Oikis, and rather either you make an Erev or you make a Shitav. Zok the Gemara, Pligi Rav Nechumi, V'rabba Bar Yosef. Chadamah once said, Bipas, as relates to a Shitufim of voice with bread, Kulam Lepig, the Bechad, the Sag. Everybody agrees it would work. Meaning, even Rav Meir is going to hold that if they use Pas, the Shitav is going to work for the Erev. Keep Pligi B'yayim. Machlikis is B'yayim. Why by yayin wouldn't it maybe work? Because you can't make a ruv chaseres with wine. So being that you can't make a ruv chaseres with wine, maybe if you make the shtuf of vayis with wine, it's not going to work. But if you made the shtuf of vayis with pas, then it's going to be chadam. And the other one said, no, but yayin, the kuliyam, the pligi, the bin, the tarti. Everybody holds that for wine, it's not going to work. Because wine doesn't work for ruv chaseres. So even if I use the wine for shtuf of vayis, I can't use it agav for ruv chaseres. Ki pligi be pas. The machloikis is, if I use pas, meisavei, for eating more chachamim, the chachamim said, oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin. What was the lashon of the chachamim? Either you can make, either make a ruv chaseres, or should do them as you don't have to make both. Rav Meir said, Shaloy l'shakeach, teres erim anatinoikis, you have to do both. Chum said, you don't have to do both. So what does it sound like? What should you do? Either an Erev or a Shituf. My love, oy ma'arvin b'chotze b'pas, oy mishtatfin b'movi b'yayin. Doesn't it sound like either you make a regular Erev or make a regular Shituf? So if a regular Shituf can be done with wine, do it with wine. It doesn't say oy mishtatfin b'pas. He said just do a Shituf. What a Shituf? I don't know, Shituf could be with wine. Doesn't have to be a pas. So it certainly sounds like according to the Chachamim, you could do it with wine. Amarav gidol amarav hachi kamar. Oy ma'arvin b'chotze b'pas. Umutarim kan vekan, oy mishtatvim b'mavui b'pas, umutarim vekan vekan. No, not oy mishtatvim any shituf that you want, but rather oy mishtatvim in a way where it's going to be something that you could have used for an Erev as well. Rashi adds one line. Oy mishtatvim b'mavui b'pas, de mishtatvim dumya de ma'arvik tani. Anyway, where were you supposed to see this in the Braisa? You were supposed to see this because ma'arvin and mishtatvim, we're equating them, meaning only is going to work if the shituf will be done in a way that it would be okay for an Erev. The bottom line is, this is Rav Meir and the Chachamim, this is the Machloikis, whether if you have a chatzer that's in a mavoi, do you have to make a separate ruv chatzeres and a separate shetuf of mavois? Would you not have to make a separate ruv chatzeres and a separate shetuf of mavois? Rameir has a chumro. He said, Shloi l'shakeach teres erev menatinoikis, ta'aloch is ma'arvin b'chatzeres, u'mishtatfim b'mavoi, even though really you shouldn't have to do it. Rav paskind Halacha Rav Meir said Rav Yosef that when Rav Bruno paskind in the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Tadai, this is the same exact shita. And in fact, that is the mysterious Rav Elazar ben Tadai who seemed to argue with the whole Mishnah and the Fayyim. He wasn't arguing with the Mishnah. He agreed that for a Ruvi Chatzeres, Yezebiyayin at the very least would work. He meant to say that if you used it for Shituf, you would still have to make an Erev. Lohidiyacha Shitas Rav Meir, why would he have to say it twice? So good to teach us a halacha that when it comes to Erevin Loyavdina Kitre Chumri. Bottom line is, I'm Rabbi Yudah Marab, Tim Svetim al halacha Kirab Meir. The halacha is like Rav Huna, my Rav Huna said, I heard Rav say Minik Kirab Meir. The Minik is like Rav Meir. Rav Yoichanan, my Rav Yoichanan said, no, go on Kirab Meir. No, my Firtzach Virab Meir. What's the difference between the three things? So we know that there's Zok Rashi, the difference between the three things are, halacha means we pass in this way, Barabim. Minik means you don't say Barabim, but if somebody asks you, you can tell him, still a hate. And Nagu means that you don't even tell it to a person still a hate, but if you see him doing it, you're not going to be Moicha.